Mullen Head will once again become a beacon and will become a magnet of attraction, I believe, in the year ahead. And we had significant teething issues with parking, travel, volume of cars. So we were promised at our meeting on Tuesday that as members we will be briefed on what is proposed for the incoming year, and that will be briefed on the 11th of March. And I have demanded that there's adequate and full consultation with the local community, and that we're assured of that, that there's an update on what is envisaged in the provision of car parking. What about the road's infrastructure and the volume of traffic that's envisaged? What are the plans to develop that? And of course, I've mentioned the whole series of lighting and public lighting, and to be super sensitive to that, as other people enjoy the lights that can be seen in the horizon there without the involvement of artificial lighting.
And indeed, the success that was witnessed there at Mullen Head last summer should be built upon, and these issues should hopefully be resolved as much as can be ahead of this summer season.
Very much so. Where I mention Inishowen, I'm also tying in with all the ventures of Fáilte Ireland. We want to market the Northwest City region. We want to see the benefits of the Derry, Strabane and Donegal County Councils PRing together. And we want to see sustained investment in the Northwest, in Inishowen, and in particular ensuring that tourism and the tourist enjoys a bumper time in Inishowen, and that we on the ground are prepared to receive them in the season that's ahead.